Welcome to the Information Security Forum podcast. I'm your host, Tavia Gilbert, and today we're back with the second in a series of episodes focusing on Forecast 2020, the Global Security Threat Outlook. ISF Managing Director Steve Durbin, as always, is in the studio with me. And Steve, last time we were together, we went into some depth about the first global security threat, the race for technological dominance. But you shared with our listeners that there are two additional areas of threat causing great concern in the coming year, including the threat of third parties, the Internet of Things, and the cloud, followed by cybercrime. We'll return next time for a discussion about cybercrime, but today it would be useful for you to give us some detail about the cyber threat for 2020 around the third-party supply chains, IoT, and the cloud. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure, Tavia. As you know, technology offers modern society huge opportunity to innovate solutions to persistent problems, as well as a means of connecting us all. But as we know, it comes with huge insecurity. The interconnection of digital devices and superfast networks, I think, are going to prove to be an increasing security concern, as life is not just influenced by, but becomes entirely dependent upon technology. Mm. The highly sophisticated and extended supply chains present new risks to corporate data, as it's necessarily shared with third-party providers. And IoT devices are often part of a much wider implementation that is key to the overall functionality.
Why are supply chains such a pervasive problem? I know from our many past conversations that they've always been a concern, but it sounds like you're saying that concern around third-party supply chains is growing. Is that fair to say?
I think so. At the ISF, we've been really looking at supply chain security for probably something like the last 7 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we've noticed very recently much, much more focus on this particular area. And I think it's because we live in a consumer-driven environment with very much more extended supply chains than perhaps we saw in the past. And these supply chains not only coexist, but are entirely interdependent. And the challenge for organizations remains understanding the overall scope of any one single supply chain. You know, it's typical and expected now to use a piece of technology that was perhaps designed in California, was assembled in China, manufactured with components across multiple Southeast Asian countries. Mm. That's the reality of technology development. Trade wars with China and other countries, along with restrictions on migration, foreign direct investment, and technology transfers, could have profound implications for global supply chains, raising the threat of slowing growth alongside rising inflation. So it isn't just, I think, understanding the data that's being shared, but also understanding some of the impacts of some of the things that we're starting to see with trade wars and so on. Understanding, I think, the impacts from the business standpoint of those initiatives.
Mm-hmm. You noted in our last conversation that by 2024, 5G technology will reach 40% population coverage and 1.5 billion subscriptions, making it the fastest generation ever to be rolled out on a global scale. And that sounds really exciting. There will certainly be some benefits that accompany that rollout, but there's also an insecure IoT component to cellular, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in parallel to the 5G rollout, cellular IoT is passing new milestones on its way to becoming the technology of choice for wide area IoT applications. That's boosted by a strong uptake in Northeast Asia, where cellular IoT connections are set to pass the 4 billion mark by 2024. That technological advance is not restricted to America and China. It's a global phenomenon, both in terms of design and manufacture, and most importantly, perhaps, in terms of consumption and therefore rollout.
Hmm. Where do you think that leaves us? Do you think it's possible to have any faith at all in the security of the supply chain? Or is the answer to just increase regulation, more regulation?
Well, I'm not sure that increasing regulation is the answer, Tavia. I mean, despite early attempts to pass meaningful regulation, the Internet of Things is already strained and will soon grow beyond the ability of any government, I think, to secure it. Hmm. A lack of international regulations will be a wide cause for concern, with new and conflicting regulations causing, I think, many strategic headaches along the way for a lot of organizations. You know, laws designed to protect individual privacy will clash with those designed to make data processing more transparent. identifying who holds accountability and liability for security, I think, is going to become even less clear. But, you know, you always ask me to try to be a little bit more positive about some of these things.
I beg you.
We are seeing, I think, some pretty meaningful regulation evolving, certainly around things like privacy. GDPR, we've talked about that a lot, General Data Protection Regulation across the EU. We've talked about that a lot in the past. That has raised the bar for privacy. We've got, of course, in the United States, in California, the CCPA that's coming into law next year. We've also, encouragingly, now got some discussions going on about a federal law for privacy in the United States. That's long overdue, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
The benefit of that, certainly within the United States anyways, if you can have a federal law, that you will, to a certain extent, make life easier for business, because at least you'll have one privacy law governing the use of personal data right the way across the United States, as opposed to very many businesses today having to deal with this sort of patchwork of regulation, which it just increases the compliance burden. So I think there's a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel on regulation.
Oh, thank you. That's a comfort. You know, it seems like we want it all. We want everything, the interconnectivity, the speed. We want networked homes and networked offices. But I feel like what you're telling me is that in order to achieve that increasing network connection, we really are going to have to accept that security will be increasingly compromised.
Yeah, I do think so, unfortunately. I mean, I think, you know, few devices exist in isolation. That's the essence of the problem. And it's the internet component of the IoT that reflects that dependency. So for a home or a commercial office to be truly smart, multiple devices need to work in cooperation. For a factory, for instance, to be smart, multiple devices need to operate and function as an intelligent whole. However, you know, this interconnectivity presents a number of security challenges, not least in the overlap of consumer and operational and industrial technology. And I think that probably is the piece that concerns me most going forward into 2020. The role of the smart home, you know, the robo vacuum cleaner, for instance, that's taking pictures across your house, perhaps while you're working on some confidential documents and so on. And so I think that we need to move to a position, if we're going to try to increase security, where every one of us needs to be very much more aware of the need to do some very simple things. So if we, again, stick with the smart home, for instance, understanding that we do have to make sure that some very basic security procedures have taken place. So have you changed the password on your router, for instance? Mm-hmm. You know, are you aware of the intelligent devices that you have operating across the home, what they're doing, how they're being interconnected, the implication that might have in terms of perhaps some of the business that you're transacting as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing an increase in home working, for instance. So all of these things are starting to come into play. So when we talk about smart, really smart, I think that we as users have to also be smart in an old-fashioned way and just think a little bit more about how we can secure some of the devices that we're starting to take for granted.
Right. That's a really good point. You know, we haven't even discussed the cloud yet, and I know that the cloud is another really problematic area, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, so much of our critical data is now held in the cloud, whether we put it there as individuals or organizations have put it there on our behalf, you know, to run their businesses. Mm-hmm. And that opens up even more opportunity for cyber criminals and ultimately nation states to commit sabotage, you know, aiming to disrupt economies and take down critical infrastructure through perhaps physical attack or indeed operating vulnerabilities across the supply chain, as we've been discussing. I think there's another element in that as well, which is the potential for theft of data and data modification. Nobody's going to stop using the cloud.
Right.
I think that's the reality of it. I think that what we're going to see in 2020 is probably more organizations looking at creating hybrid environments where some of the data is held in perhaps a private cloud versus a public cloud. Mm-hmm. I think that's certainly one of the ways forward. I think we're going to see as well more of a concern around the integrity of information. Mm-hmm. And so I do think we're going to see more of a focus on access. So integrated access management systems, for instance, federated identity access management systems, perhaps to really try to understand who's accessing what, where and when. And then finally, I think on the cloud, I think more of an awareness that from a security standpoint anyway, you do get what you pay for. And so if you are putting critical information up into the cloud, you do have to make sure that you've got the most appropriate security controls around that data.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably can guess where I'm going to go next, which is, you know, this all sounds impossibly dire, but can you leave us with some hope? You know, we aren't going to ignore or divorce ourselves from technology, whether it's a supply chain or IoT or the cloud. So leave us with a little bit of a good spin on this, if you will.
Yeah, I think the important thing, Tavia, is that, you know, we shouldn't forget that while some of the tools we've just been talking about are relatively new, or the ways in which we're using them are new, we have been confronted with problems of technology in the past. And as in any technological era, new threats will continue to develop, old threats will evolve. And, you know, organizations, I think, first and foremost, need to be fully aware of the risks of the new digital world before jumping headfirst into adopting new technologies. I think that's particularly true when we look at things like machine learning, artificial intelligence, and so on. You know, a dependency on digital products and services is, I think, unavoidable, but mitigations and preparations can and indeed must be made. I think the coming year, 2020, will be volatile, but, you know, establishing security by design, re-examining cyber resilience across your enterprise, all of those things are really going to allow organizations to prepare for and, I think, guard against some of the disruptors that we've been talking about.
Well, I appreciate your effort at a bit of cheer at the end of this episode. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing your insights. It is clear to me and to our listeners, I think, that digitization holds a lot of promise. And I do feel encouraged when you remind us that despite its challenges, the development of the next generation of technologies will bring significant benefits to businesses and to society. Yet we cannot avoid the truth that to survive in the new digital world, organizations simply must adapt, and to thrive, they must evolve. We'll be back in our next episode with some detail about the threat of cybercrime, both from insiders and from nation states. In the meantime, listeners, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and we'd love it if you'd share it in your networks. Be sure to visit securityforum.org to join the conversation on our LinkedIn group, to access the show notes, and to download ISF's research, practical tools, and guidance relating to this discussion. Thanks for listening.